After several lean years, Czech arms exporters are once again doing good business. According to the Defense and Security Industry Association, 2014 brought a 47% increase in arms exports. Czech firms found buyers around the world selling arms to the tune of 11.5 billion crowns. Exports to countries in North Africa and the Middle East saw a 100% increase that year. I asked Dusan Schwarz of the Defense and Security Industry Association to comment on the significance of this increase for the arms industry.
The significant export is a relative term because we exported mostly, let's say, non-combat equipment, which is also registered as a military in terms of licensing from Ministry of Trade and Industry, etc. So main part was, in fact, not deadly weapons like, but trucks and spare parts for aircraft, etc.
So what countries are we exporting to? What are we exporting into what countries?
Number one was Saudi Arabia in 2014, the second Germany, United States, Algeria, Slovenia, and some other European countries. And if I divide by region, so like 30% was EU, then Middle East, 27%, Asia, 14%, Africa, 10%, United States themselves, 8%.
To what do you ascribe the increase in arms exports?
The increase was done by the situation in the crisis in certain regions. Then, of course, after a long-lasting crisis in 2008-9, the military depots were empty because the government's first cut usually defense budget. So and now there is time to recover a little bit and to buy like ammunition and spare parts, etc. And the Czech specificities is spare parts for aircraft, because we are a strong producer of aircraft, and there are some times, you know, when you have to you have good deals and then you wait for a couple of years for another good business. And this year, last year, 2014, was specific for good deals for trucks especially. So the Saudi Arabia was buying trucks, so it was like 73% of the volume was trucks.
The Czech Republic has strong economic rivals in this region. Britain is exporting weapons, the United States. To what do you attribute this success on the part of Czech firms?
It's a quality, tradition, and of course the situation in the country, because some countries want to diversify their portfolio, so of course they look for another suppliers. This is one of the reasons.
They're also predicting an increase in 2015, I believe, an increase in exports, arms exports, to 14 billion crowns. Do you see that as realistic?
It will depend, because in the defense business, you are never sure what happens, because our customers are mostly governments, and the political situation changes and government changes sometimes, you know. It's very volatile, market. The business is, let's say, not like in a civilian one. So we have to wait.
Do you feel that last year has made, and this trend is sort of bringing the Czech Republic back to being a significant arms exporter?
I am not so sure, because if you look at arms, really arms, so we didn't increase much, let's say, that small arms. We produce mostly this, let's say, electronic stuff, trucks, engines for aircraft, trainers, and there we are strong. And then, of course, small arms. I have to say that ammunition was, for ammunition factories, it was very good 2014, yes.
And where are they exporting to?
The small ammunition, you know, the small ammunition factories are sold out all over the world, because there was strong demand after the crisis, and you know, in 2008 and the years following. So they are exporting all over the world where there is demand, of course, and where the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and state authorities allow us to sell, of course.